Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. I just want to say thank you for joining me today on this journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. I really want to empower you today to come into alignment with the God-given gifts that you have. I want to help you unleash the essence of your soul, the core of who you are. And I want to help you learn to co-create a life you love. And as you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you are going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place, I assure you. So buckle up and we can embrace you unlocking your inner badass. Okay. It is Wealth Check Wednesday. This is Brandon Lynette. And because it's Wealth Check Wednesday, I feel like I really need to start because I'm empowered. I'm empowered to share the fact that I created this incredible button because I know a lot of you have already shared the podcast. You have subscribed because I see you every week listening. And thank you. I love you for that. You've left your review and I prefer a written review. That is, you know, the bulk of how I will get noticed on Apple and Spotify for them to start shamelessly promoting me. Because listen, bitch, if I don't promote myself, there's not anyone in the world that's going to do this for me. So, yeah, do I toot my own horn? Absolutely. Do I think that this is a podcast worth spreading out everywhere? Of course. I think everybody needs to listen to it, especially Microdose Monday, but I did set up a way for you guys to continue your extended support because I feel that. I feel like I know you guys want to support me and I love you for that. This is how we're going to do that. If you go to listenbitchdonations.com, you're going to be able to donate any monetary value that you want. So whether it's a dollar or $1,000 or $10,000, I'm not here to judge or decide what you should donate, but I do want to say that your donation fuels the fire of quality content. Okay. This is how we're going to ensure each episode is delivering yours truly with wit and wisdom and that no nonsense attitude. I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass. Okay. This is a come to Jesus podcast. This is the kind of, you know, where the rubber meets the road. You have to get your shit together. I'm not going to sign off on your bullshit. It's the tough love. And I know sometimes that's hard, but it's not what you guys want. It's about what you need in this moment. So if there's a podcast episode that comes out and it makes you feel kind of uncomfortable, that should be you listening to the inner core of who you are. Okay. This is your Jesus gene inside of you saying, look, okay, you're playing it safe. And this is bullshit because we have so much work to do. Okay. Not just spreading the fact that Jesus saves lives, literally, but just being a good human and stepping into the full potential of who you are. So your support isn't just a donation. This is literally an investment in a community that values authenticity. Okay. No bullshit here. This is where we try to grow. So together, and yes, you're a part of this, you guys, let's amplify voices. Let's challenge the norm. Let's break the rules. Let's rebel against what society expects from us. And let's make every listen bitch moment unforgettable, okay? Your donation now is how you can be a part of something truly extraordinary. And if you do donate, just get with me later if you feel like, okay, I donated, but I do want to have some skin in the game. I want some, you know, eyes on my business, on my brand, whatever that is, talk to me because I will make that happen, okay? And I've had some incredible traction on the podcast. I love that. I'm excited. Always open to ideas and podcast guests. It is Wealth Check Wednesday and I'm going to be honest. I'm completely distracted and just kind of in la la land. I've literally not felt good for 2 days now. Still going through the motions, still showing up at the gym, still doing all the things, but at the core of who I am, I think I'm really just stressed because I'm leaving my family. I haven't left the baby like this. And I say, baby, she's five. She's not going to die. She'll be fine. Everyone's going to be fine. In fact, everyone will probably be super excited that mom's not here because life shifted a few months ago and they're going to have a lot more freedom when it's just dad running the ship. Okay. So I know everything's going to be good. It's just that it's a mom thing. It's a mom thing and I'm trying to grow through it. I microdosed today so I could just kind of, you know, sit in that feeling of like, okay, I am just preoccupied. I'm stressed. I have some serious intention on what's going to happen when I get back. And it's going to be about lighting a fire under my business. And so there's no better topic today than some mindset shifts that I think you really have to make before you start a business. And we know that the economy is shit. I think on average, any American in the United States right now needs to be making in a household, okay, needs to be making $11,000 more than they made last year to be able to support the lifestyle they had last year. And that's insane to me. That's like an extra $1,000 a month. You know what I mean? And it's a lot. And it's kind of hard. I think, I know when I first started out in network marketing, I don't know, it's been 8 years, probably 8 years that I started a home-based business. I really just wanted a couple hundred dollars a month, you know, like that would change anyone's life. And right now, if you think about it, what would $100 to $300 look like in your life? And I'm not just talking to people that need to start a business. I'm talking about the people that have a business and aren't really thriving in it. So this podcast is kind of just a big fat hug for everybody who needs to level up their finances. Okay. Because, you know, I want to talk about dating your money. I want to talk about what a budget has taught me. I want to talk about, you know, being able to look at money as energy and not make it your worry, but know that there is an abundance. But there's things that we have to process before we actually get to that point. And part of that is like taking the action on bringing the money in. Okay. So let's talk about these mindset shifts. A lot of people assume that starting a successful business requires, number one, a great idea and a substantial cash injection. Okay. Both of those things are very important to making your dreams a reality, but the truth is your transition to being a business owner starts long before that. And there is this really cool shift because I've done network marketing, MLM, and you know, my husband, we also started a brick and mortar business, several of them actually, three solid brick and mortar businesses where we've had to, you know, purchase things up front, like the power washing business. That was a lot to get started. And, you know, just the extra time outside of what we're already doing. It's a lot. It's a lot to start a brick and mortar business. But in today's day and age, honestly, you can make money online. Okay. That's not even a question. It's not a question of, is it successful? It's a question of finding your perfect match. Okay. So you need to start, I think, with these four things that we're going to talk about today, because if you really want to be a successful business owner, making these shifts in the way you think about literally yourself, the world, okay, your belief about money, your belief about success, your belief about people, because bitch, I'm coming from a very cynical position. This is why I think, you know, when I come back from my trip next week, I'm going to Colorado. When I come back, I'm making some serious changes, like just a shift. I am going to do some things that are going to bring me a lot closer to God so that I can hear him loud and clear. And just changing my mindset, because I've seen so much bullshit lately that it's kind of just started to rot my thought process from the inside out. And it's something that even just microdosing, right? Because I've not made it a priority. I've no intention around it, but I miss it. Genuinely. I miss the girl gang shit, you know, like locking arms with people that want to talk about ideas, not fucking people. Okay. People that don't give a shit about gossip, but really just want to make moves, want to become a better you. I miss that one-on-one space of like just building and growing. So I've got to change my mindset, and I want to take you guys with me, because if you change your mindset from the position of being a normal person to just a real innovator, a real move maker. And I think that because you're listening to this podcast, you are someone who you inspire people. They're watching you, whether you think they are or not. I know that you've tried to be a wallflower and hide from the world and not want anyone to see because you're afraid they're going to see the truth. And the truth is just you creating this whole bullshit story around who you are and how you show up. And it's bullshit. So let's talk about some of the valuable mindset shifts that you should make before you begin a journey, whether it's brick and mortar or joining a company, whatever it is. I think step number one is embracing the growth mindset. if you're thinking of starting a company, I want you to do yourself a favor and just go to Google and read, you know, best business startup books that you can find, okay? Because there are so many authors out there that have been a literal source of inspiration for countless leaders, countless entrepreneurs for a good reason. You want to find that person that wants to abandon that fixed mindset, okay? And a lot of us have that fixed mindset. And that's the belief that there's a limit to your skills and what you can do. There's a lot of people out there. I've really shifted a lot of my mindset, and I don't give enough credit to this. I joined a business probably 3 months ago. I joined this company. And my heart is there. I just know that there's more to be able to pull people into this opportunity. But just the owner, I've been following him, and I see some of the things he says, and I really align with that, because for a long time, it was the mindset of money doesn't buy happiness, right? Money doesn't buy happiness, but it kind of does. You know, it does. It's that freedom. And it's that smile on your kid's face when you buy them, you know, their first dirt bike or whatever that is. That's a happy ass moment. And I think I've matured enough through my own growth mindset that I've realized it is a part of happiness. Absolutely. Okay. So if you're on this fixed, limited belief that there's a glass ceiling on what you can do and what you can achieve at any given time, they make it seem like that's a humble position. Okay. But it's detrimental, because you don't want to put limitations on you and whatever business you choose from day one. And that was kind of where I was. If I had to start over, and, you know, it was 8 years ago, and I could tell myself what I know now, it would be to, you know, make up my own rules, honestly, make up my own rules and shift to that growth mindset. And that means embracing the belief that you can improve anything, including your company, your skills, your business, your future, your team, whenever you choose. Okay. Focusing on constant growth, this is going to ensure that you're always going to be working to make your business bigger and better. And I don't care what you're going to do. I will tell you 1,000%. Okay. All the things I will tell you every single time. I love network marketing. I love that it's fast cash. There's not a huge splurge of money necessary. You don't have to go out and get, you know, an LLC and all these things that people talk about. Go get an LLC. There's a lot of money involved in that. Okay. Some people just don't fucking have that. They don't. So if you want to start something that doesn't have an overhead cost, it's network marketing. But we get into this space of judging where everyone is. And then we fall into like just kind of allowing the company to tell us who we are. It's like, you know, you see these music artists, and I follow a music artist that I'm obsessed with him. He raps. So my husband, definitely insert eye roll here, is not a fan, but I mean, he loves our country. He loves God. He's all for the things that I'm for. He's definitely my voice in music form. He's never allowed the entertainment business to own him. He has created his own brand, his own style. He does and says what he wants. He comes and goes as he pleases, owns all of his shit, and he is fucking killing it. Okay. Killing it. And that's what I want for you. There's nothing that's going to piss me off more than watching you brand yourself to a company. In fact, I'm on a phone call with my mentor, probably it was like 3 weeks ago, maybe. And she said, "Brandon, if I had to do this all over again, I would have never married myself to a company ever." She's fucking stuck. She's stuck. And I feel that. And I see that. And it's like, even if the ship goes down, she's going to drown with it. You know, it's a thing that happens. And I've watched it happen with very successful entrepreneurs, is that they don't build their brand. So whatever you're going to do, you have to ensure that this is about you. You insert your name, you focusing on your growth, making up your rules as you go. And if you have a cool product to share with people, then great. That's great. My next piece of advice is to stop prioritizing quantity over quality. Okay. This is where we end up selling our soul. And this is where people end up, you know, we're hardwired to seek out volume instead of value. And this doesn't work with products, and it doesn't work with people. you might want, you know, your staff or your team to make as many prospecting calls as possible on any given day. More calls made, the more chances you have for a sale, right? That's numbers. And I get it. It's true to some extent. There are limitations. Okay. Like if your sales team calls 100 random people, they're less likely to get sales than if they call 50 people who are like warm market people who show interest in really what you have to offer. When you prioritize quality over quantity, this is where you're going to use your resources and people as effectively as possible to generate the best results. And this is where we get to choose who we work with. When you become your own boss, I don't care what space you're in, whether it's network marketing or brick and mortar, I don't give a fuck where you are. You get to choose the kind of people that you work with. And if you're going to sell your soul, you're probably going to have a lot of drama in your company because you don't give a shit who signs up. You just want that sale. I don't care about that anymore. I want solid. It's my girl gang. I want to start a girl gang. That's the truth. You guys need to go to brandonlinette.com, sign up for my emails, or if you already get them, make sure you reply today. I send out a love note at 2 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you reply girl gang, because I just want to share an idea with you. Just a little idea of my little girl gang, because I'm ready, you know? But in the same way, prioritizing quality over quantity as a business owner means that you're cautious about what you're going to take on. You're cautious about the clients. You're cautious about your team. And that saves you from making expensive mistakes, literally selling your soul and exhausting yourself because you end up becoming a baby fucking sitter and having to hold people's hands. I want people that are ready to do shit for themselves. Like, you don't give a fuck. You're ready to do the work. You just need a little guidance and a place to land, you know? And this is the thing. You have to learn to value yourself, okay? Because you're going to find that being a business owner, it brings a fair share of imposter syndrome. That's the belief that you've come to a place in your life where you don't deserve to be. You need to nip that in the bud, okay? Because fuck that. You will never thrive if that is where you are. And I'm going to tell you that our human instinct is to naturally go to that thought process, and it's a lie. Everyone feels this way occasionally. But if you don't value who you are, then you don't get out of that. You don't get outside of it. You are never going to get other people to value you or your ideas if you don't, okay? You need to understand what your value is and be confident in yourself. You have to take the time to regularly remind yourself what you're good at and what you've accomplished so far. You have to tell yourself that you deserve to be where you are and act like you belong. And I'm just going to say, I know I'm doing a lot of drops on one company, and one company is not going to be my home. I like multiple streams of income. So I don't want you guys to get stuck on like, oh, this is what she's doing. It's not even that. It is just that in this space in the past couple months, you know, they've got daily calls and several like team plug-in calls, and it's never gossip time. I've been in companies where it is like talking about everybody and it's just bullshit, and you can see all the facade, and it's just a bunch of fucking smoke and mirrors. It's so frustrating. But what I love about these people that own this company is that they pour into that value. They pour into that value, and there is continual voice that they put inside your head, because sometimes our voice isn't ready to do this for ourselves. We kind of need that outside influence. They get you there. That's it. They help you to that next step of being confident in yourself. And it is that daily reminder of what you're good at and what you've accomplished so far, because you deserve to be amazing. You deserve to have success, and you have to start acting like you belong. And another thing that I really want to, and I'll end with this, you guys, today, is that I want you to commit to being a lifelong learner. Okay. The worst thing that any business owner can do is not understand that there's always new trends. Okay. There's always something new. Life is ever changing. And my mentor right now that I've locked arms with, I absolutely adore her. You're going to hear her in the next week or two. She's a guest on the podcast. You guys will see, I get a little emotional, just for the influence that she's had in my life. But it's assuming that you've become in the best, assuming that you're the best, because then you're never going to grow. And there's always something new coming. You have to be willing to keep up with the changes, okay? You need to commit to the mindset of being a lifelong learner. Part of what stumped me about 4 years ago is thinking I knew everything. I knew everything. And that was the beginning of a downfall. And it's been my Achilles heel for a very long time. Like, I know everything. And it's been the past, thank you for the microdosing, because it's been the past, 2 years that I've really solidly understood. I don't know shit. I don't know shit, but I will share my experience. I will share my journey, and I'll be real and raw, no matter how much that looks like it's crazy or how many times I have to redefine what it is I'm doing. I'm willing to keep up with changes. Okay. I'm committing to the mindset of lifelong learning. If you cultivate an attitude of constant curiosity and development, you're always going to seek out ways of making your business better. This is how you're going to be more agile, adaptable, and willing to evolve as your business grows. Do you think 20 years ago, people thought that you could be a millionaire working on a fucking platform like TikTok? I guarantee nobody thought that. Okay. But if you follow the people that are staying ahead of the trends and they're watching what's happening online, they're watching what's happening in the economy. I don't know shit. I don't care to know shit, but I'll follow someone who does and I'll take their advice because I've seen their success. Their track record speaks volumes. I'm willing to be a student. If you have a learning mindset, that requires shifting from seeing failure as a problem, and you're going to see it as a place for education where you can learn something. Everything you fail at is an opportunity to learn. Okay. Take your mistakes as the lessons they are and use them to help you grow. And anyone who is dominating in the business world will tell you that passion and money only get you so far. I don't want you to start out against the grain. You've got to have the right attitude and mental framework to keep pushing forward and achieving your goals. Shift your mindset in the ways that we talked about, and this ensures that you're prepared to thrive as a business owner. I know everybody's tired of company jumping. We're tired of products disappointing us, people disappointing us. It's time to build your brand. And in doing so, we do get to share affiliate links. But we don't marry ourselves to the company. We build up who the fuck we are, okay? So if you want more information on anything I'm doing, because you should have multiple streams of income, not 10 network marketing businesses, okay? Not 10 brick and mortar businesses. I'm saying let's do the best monopolizing of your monetary gains that we can so that you are living comfortably and you're feeling good about what you're doing and you have started your own grow gang, because we want to empower people to step into the best version of themselves. We want to empower people to feel good. And that's our impact, is to teach people the process of how we survive through the bullshit. Okay. Your mess is your message. Your mess is your message. Let's work on that mindset. If you need some personal help on that, please message me. I save some special time in my day to have these one-on-one Zooms. You guys know I don't work outside the house anymore, right? So please, please fill up my time and give me an opportunity to be able to coach you to the next step of your life. You know, just that empowerment of who you are, where you want to go, financial responsibility, emotional maturity, all of those things, mindset, babe, mindset. And listen, bitch, okay? You have to dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be, own your shit, and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, you've got to love yourself exactly as you are in this moment. I don't give a fuck. Love yourself for wherever you are. This is Brandon Lynette here reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You're in the arena. Keep swinging.